the Public News Service Daily Newscast, June the 10th, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. Some black West Virginians are voicing disappointment and anger over Democratic Senator Joe Manchin's staunch opposition to the For the People's Act, a bill that would overhaul voting procedures nationwide.
The legislation would expand voting access, restore portions of the Voting Rights Act, and boost transparency for political donations. Manchin is the only Senate Democrat who hasn't co-sponsored the bill. Campbell County resident Jennifer Wells with Community Change Action says Manchin's decision feels like a slap in the face and says the black vote pushed Manchin into office in 2018.
He would not be in office if black people did not go to the polls in his reelection campaign. We showed up. We're always happy with him or his decisions he makes at the federal level, but we showed up because we understood the threat.
Earlier this week, Manchin met with NAACP and other civil rights leaders in what appeared to be a futile gathering. Manchin said while the conversation was, quote, constructive, his stance on the bill remains unchanged, arguing there isn't enough GOP support for the legislation, and instead calling for the passage of the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. Critics, including many top Democrats, say the bill isn't a replacement for the sweeping reforms outlined in the For the People Act. I'm Nadia Ramlagan.
Senator Chuck Schumer says he plans to move forward with a vote on the bill. CNN reports now the developer of the Keystone XL pipeline announced Wednesday it is pulling the plug on the controversial project after the Biden administration revoked its permit back in January. According to CNN, TC Energy, the Canadian company behind the project, said it decided to terminate the project after a comprehensive review of its options and consulting with the government of Alberta, Canada. Now to Montana, where our Eric Tiganoff reports students were the subject of multiple pieces of legislation during this year's legislative session.
Amara Reese-Hansel, Program Director for the voting advocacy nonprofit Forward Montana, says a number of those bills will restrict students' ability to vote. That includes a law that ends same-day voter registration. Reese-Hansel says Election Day can be the only time polling locations are open past regular business hours, making it easier for students who have classes or work at odd hours to register and vote at the same time.
This session was really tough for young people, and I think we'll continue to see the effects of this legislative session for decades to come.
Supporters of ending same-day voter registration say it makes elections more secure. Tribes and groups in the state are challenging the law in court.
One more law that students are concerned about allows for concealed carry of firearms without a permit on college campuses. This is PNS. Studies estimate about 60% of Arizona kids do not have regular access to primary health care, but a new grant program is looking to change that.
The Valle del Sol Community Health Group is planning a fleet of mobile medical teams to visit underserved communities across central Arizona to provide care to adolescent and teenage children. Wyatt Decker, CEO of United Health Group's Optum Health, says the project is designed to meet both the physical and emotional needs of kids.
We will have primary care providers, behavioral health workers, and mental health counselors that are in a mobile unit that is set up for kids to come in a school and get evaluated.
With the grant, Valle del Sol will assemble medical teams to deliver primary, psychiatric, and behavioral health services in school and foster care settings or via telehealth. Mark Richardson reporting.
And the Ohio Senate passed its version of the state budget Wednesday. Education advocates hopeful that lawmakers from both chambers could reach an agreement on a fair fix for the state's school financing system.
The current funding formula was declared unconstitutional more than two decades ago. It relies heavily on property taxes, which Cleveland math teacher Shanita Thornton says puts poor districts at a disadvantage.
Local communities are picking up the larger and larger share of the cost of education because the state funding is inadequate, stagnant, and unfairly distributed.
The Senate school funding plan relies on teacher salary, a student-teacher ratio, and other money to determine per-student aid. However, a broad coalition of educators want lawmakers to adopt the House-passed Fair School Funding Plan instead. Mary Sherman reporting. This story was produced in association with Media in the Public Interest and funded in part by the George Gunn Foundation.
That Fair School Funding Plan was developed with public input over more than 3 years, while the Senate plan was released just weeks ago. Finally, the Maine legislature has passed a bill to launch a pilot program to give eligible older residents and people with disabilities rides for non-medical errands. Lily Bulkey reports it's now up for funding consideration.
Low-income Mainers who are covered under Section 19 of Maine Care, meaning they are eligible for nursing home care but prefer to stay in their homes, are able to get rides for non-emergency medical care. This program would give those residents access to up to $2,000 in transportation services for non-medical purposes as well. Jess Maurer, with the Maine Council on Aging, says social health needs are critically important in keeping people healthy.
If you make sure that somebody who can't drive can get to the grocery store and can get to the laundromat and can get to social activities that keeps you emotionally sound, then you might not need a ride to the doctor.
That pilot will be modeled on a similar program in New York. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. Member and listener supported, heard on radio stations big and small, and online at publicnewsservice.org.